were never informed officially that is from the company, HR, etc. That was never communicated to us. We were surprised when we saw it on TV and hearing through radio that we were now going to be retrenched from tomorrow. But having said that, officially what we are saying is that, look, the company, both their structures, the company still needs to approach us and tell us. As I speak, we are at work. On Friday, we were at work. No one said anything. Today, we are all at work and no one said anything. So I suppose also they are trying to map up strategies, or they are trying to come with a way forward. So that you can sit down and say, how do you go about this issue? Well, you are very much aware that in Zimbabwe, our labor laws are very good. You cannot just wake up in the morning and start tampering around the contract of employees in Zimbabwe. There are laws that govern that. So I suppose they are going to come down so that we can see what can be done. Whether it's a retrenchment, definitely cannot be fired. Or you cannot be fired when you've not committed any crime. Because remember, if I were here and they were occupying that space for Cisco management to do anything. So because they were occupying that space, surely you would not want to blame anyone for that. Because somebody was occupying that space for decision making.
So what are you going to do next?
We are waiting. Today we're expecting to be told by management the way forward. But like I said before, maybe they're still having meetings or whatever, they're still finding out exactly the way forward. But definitely what I know is that we are going to have to sit down and say, what is it that will need to be done? So that at the end of the day, it's a win-win situation.
When was the last time you got paid?
We are owed in the region of 5 years' salaries. But in between now and the 5 years back, what the company has been doing, they've been selling what you call sundry cells, and they've been giving us living allowances. But they've not been consistent. What do you understand? When you're selling sundry, you are not guaranteed that you're going to get so much every month. And now, right now, those resources that we're selling as a company, they've dwindled so much that there's nothing now to sell, basically. Scrap steel, slag, all those things are now gone. So it's now a challenge. If it was a river, I'd say right now the river is dry. We're on the dry river bed.
So now, each employee is owed roughly how much? Let's say a general worker.
I don't want to give a rough figure, which is wrong tomorrow. But look, we're talking of close to 100 million, I think, for all the workers. Which is close to something like that.
And how many workers are we talking about here?
In this right now, I think we're holding about 1,400, close to that number. Excluding the tertiary ones that we know we've got the subsidiary companies. That's excluding them.
And the minister said some of the workers are actually doing their own things, like doing some part-time work and stuff like that. Is that true?
I'm surprised that, because like I'm saying, we've come to work. As you speak with me, I'm at work. So it's difficult really to say people are doing things part-time somewhere else. Yeah, maybe over the weekend. If it's a weekend, look, every weekend, if you are free, you are free. The weekend, if you are an athlete, you can go and compete in it. If you're a footballer, you can go and play football. I wouldn't want to say that is now your income. I wouldn't want to say that is now what you are depending on for your living.